Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
celebrate
your angels reigning now, here on the battleground.
For your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, and thank you once again for tuning in to this blog. Just a sidebar, I have been experiencing some technical difficulties this morning, so hopefully and we pray that I won't be cut off. Because I do have a good lesson for you today. So let's get into our lesson, shall we? I want to talk about Psalms 46. I want to talk about our God. He is our refuge and our strength in the times of trouble. And we don't need to be fearful. And this is coming from, the base of our lesson is coming from Psalms 41. And all those that are able and can, I pray that you read the Psalms. It's just a short Psalms. It's just a little 11 verses. And this is Psalms 41, I'm sorry, but I meant Psalms 46. 46, 1 through 11. And I'm going to read the first verse. It says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. 2, verse 2, therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. 3, though the waters thereof roar, be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. And verse 5, God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God shall help her, and the right, and that right early. When we look at this Psalms, and I want to skip down to verse 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." Verse 11, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah." We're living in a day of trouble, and certainly if you're living in the city of Chicago, if you're looking at the news, you hear about the 60 people that were engaged in experienced violence about 2 weeks ago, and you know, on a daily basis, it seems like you go down the street, you experiencing violence, somebody shooting, somebody getting killed, somebody getting shot. It's almost like you can't be out in a gathering without somebody getting shot or somebody getting killed. And it seems like an all-out epidemic. It seems, and we're on the verge, of course. This is, I think, Billiken weekend, and the parade is probably getting ready to go on, and the kids are getting ready to go back to school. I'm sure there are some that are already in school. But yet, we're looking and we're saying, what's going on? Is there any hope? Is there anything that we can do? Is there anybody that can help us? And I'm here to let you know that God is still in control, that God is still our refuge and our strength. People might say, well, where is God? Or God can't help me. But I'm here to tell you that God is still a very present help in the time of trouble. That's what the Word is saying this morning. The Word is saying this morning that He is our refuge and our fortress. Now, again, we are in the 8th month. This is August, y'all. August. We're getting ready to go into the winter months. I was looking at the news the other day, and it says, well, the days are getting shorter going into the winter. I just thought we just came into summer. But now it's August, and we're going into the fall. And you're going to look around, and this time will be gone, and we'll be looking at December, and we'll be looking at another year, because August is almost half over. So God is still in control. God talks about these times in Matthew. He talks about the end times. And if you don't realize, if you don't understand, that we're living in those times now. But Psalms 46, the word refuge is used 3 times. It's used first, in the first verse, it says, God is our refuge and our strength, our very present help in trouble. You look at the 7th verse, is used, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And verse 11, it says, the God of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, what is refuge? It is a place or state of safety. When you run into the arms of God, when you allow Him to be your refuge, praise God, in a building, an area of refuge is a location that may be used by occupants in the event of fire. Area of refuge. It's a place intended for shelter. It is ecologically a refuge, is a situation in which members of an exploited population have some form of protection from their exploiter or perpetrators. You know, back earlier when the President Trump came in and he started talking about immigrants, and if you can remember, the mayor said Chicago is a city of refuge or a sanctuary for refugees. So that means that when you come to City Chicago, there's safety. Chicago is going to give you a place of refuge. But can Chicago protect our own people for acts of violence? We think that that refuge as a place of safety where you can find God's mercy. It's an internal experience of God that regardless of the circumstances or regardless of the situation, God provides continual rest for our soul. So in essence, if God is our refuge and our strength, He is the very present help in the time of trouble. God is saying that relationship with Him will keep you, that He will be your refuge, that He will be your sanctuary, that He will provide a continued area of rest for your soul. You ain't got to worry. And when we look at soul, we look at the body, we look at the mind, the will, and our emotions. When you also, the Bible talks about the soul, you can describe it as the totality of man. Hallelujah. But in this instance, we're looking at the rest, meaning God will give you rest for your mind. He will give you rest for your emotions. He will also provide you with safety. So let's look at refuge now. You know, when you look at a refuge, when we talk about refuge and we look at them old castles and we look at them old knights, you know, Arthur of the Round Table, you know, Excalibur, you know, you go to England or you hear anything about England and then you see those big fortresses. So when you look at God and God is saying, I will be your refuge and your fortress. Now, when you look at a fortress, man, that fortress is equipped to keep the enemy out. So in Samuel, 2 Samuel 22:2, God says, and He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Psalms 144:2 says, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and He in whom I trust, who subdues my people under me. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust Him. You know, my fortress, my refuge and my fortress, God is our shelter. God is that place where we can go to hide. God is that place where we can, if we trust Him, He will provide for our needs. It doesn't matter what's going on in society today. God says that He will provide for you, that He will be your fortress. He will guard you. He will fortify you. He will give you, or He will show you things to come. He will give you direction, and He will let you know which way to go. So when we think of a fortress, it is a fortified place, especially a large permanent military stronghold that often includes a town. Think about the castle, if you will. And I said, old England, it's built with four tall walls that connects a a drawbridge that allows you to cross over into the moat to gain access into the fortress. Think about having everything in this fortress to keep you safe. The lookout tower or the towers of strength, the storehouse of provision, and the keep of shelter or underground shelter. So when we look at a fortress, you got everything in that fortress that will keep you safe, that will keep you fortified, that will keep you safe from the enemy. But not only that, the lookout tower will allow you to see your enemies. So when we look at Philippians 4:19, it states that he will meet all of our needs through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Storms, when we look at storms, storms have a way of driving us into a shelter that is not, it's not just physical storms that will cause us to flee, but it's circumstances. It's the violence we experience on the street. It's living in a city where it seems like there's no help in sight. Look like every time you turn around, somebody's getting killed. There's police on young people. There's violence against people just having a good time. So you think about the culture that we're living in. You can't go to school today without a gunman coming into schools and trying to shoot up the school. You have postal rage. It's like people don't have a sense of control over their own being. Again, this young man that is on trial for hitting somebody, it looks like we don't have any way to control our very issues of anger and frustration. Hallelujah. But God says that I can run into my house and it will keep me protected from the storm. Well, Dr. Carey, what house are you talking about? Over in the 91st Psalms, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust." So when you begin to understand that God has provided a way out, He has provided a sanctuary where we can be saved. He has provided an outlet where we can come to Him and we can trust Him. And even in the midst of the trials, even in the midst of trouble, because the Bible says we're living in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves. And that's what we're living in today. We're living in an environment that God says, I am on the way back. I am soon to come back. And I'm here to let you know that nobody knows the hour nor the time when God will come back. But all we have as an indication that God is on the way back is the signs of the times, is the seasons, is the weather. You know, some of our leaders talk about there is no climate change, but the weather's changing. You don't know when it's summer, spring, fall, or winter, because in the heat, you can have an ice storm. So you don't know. And then you have violence on top of violence. It seems like people value themselves, love themselves more than they love others. They're not tolerating others' faults. But God is saying, I'm still in control. So when we look at that, the shelter for our souls, for our mind, our wills, and our emotions, that castle comes under attack, or it's almost the enemy comes at us and tries to break us down, tries to attack that fortress, tries to make us flee, make us be fearful, make us give up, make us say, I'm going to quit, I'm just going to throw in the towel, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm not making it, I just don't feel that I'm going to make it. But I'm here to let you know that God said he's still in control. He is still your fortress. He is still your reference. Hallelujah. He is still a strong reference. Now, inside a fortress, there is what is called a keep, K-E-E-P. It's a strong central tower that is used as a dungeon or as a fortress. Often the keep is the most defended area of the castle, and as such, may form the main habitation area, and it contains the important storms as food, as the armor, as the main water source. It ensures the survival. Hallelujah. It is that reliable foundation. That reliable foundation, hallelujah, that the Bible repeatedly refers to God as a rock. God is that rock. He is that central source that we can run to and hide. He is that element that if you cry loud and you cry on him and you say, oh, Jesus, help me now, he helps right then and there. So Deuteronomy 32:4 says, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Psalms 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horns of my salvation, my high tower. So God is that high tower. He knows what's going to go on. He sees, he understands. And if we tune our ear to him, you know, we got to spend some time in his presence. We got to spend some time giving him the glory. We got to spend some time in the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon. It doesn't matter. But it's spending time with God, because he has to give you direction. He has to give you, he has to fortify you. And the only way God will fortify you, it says, in him we trust. We got to believe, in spite of what we see, in spite of what the society, in spite of the principalities is trying to take control in Chicago, we've got to say God is our refuge and God is still in control. I bind every element of principalities over my city, over my family. I speak. You know, we have the abilities to declare, to speak a thing. And on that note, I want to talk about just a sidebar. We got Dream Conference coming in 2018, and certainly we have a dynamic speaker that's starting that conference Wednesday night on September the 19th. She's Cindy Trim, and anybody that's read her books, she talks about declaring and decreeing a thing, and certainly we have that power to declare and decree a thing. And if you haven't gotten your tickets, you can go to Sherry Baldwin Ministries and you can register online. That Dream Conference 2019 certainly will start on September the 19th and go to the 22nd of September, and there's a lineup of speakers, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we look at the fact that when we go to Psalm 62:7, in God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge, hallelujah, my refuge is in God, praise the Lord, Hallelujah. Our refuge is in God. Hallelujah. He's our strength, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our shelter is in the cleft in him. His name is a strong tower where the righteous run and are saved. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. There's power in the name of Jesus. When we call on Jesus, things happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, by the blood, we are here. We don't have to walk without healing. We don't have to walk around wounded, hurting. We don't have to, because God said, by my stripes you are healed, because he died on the cross for our sins. We don't have to walk in our sins. We can repent on today and be saved and have a relationship with Christ Jesus and begin to understand that he is what we need to keep us safe, because he is my refuge. He is my strength. I can call him in the nighttime and he'll be there. He's never, never not by my side. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. He is that kind of friend. I need him. Hallelujah. I need him more now than I did yesterday. Jesus, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to read. I'm going to get this. I want to get this from Proverbs 18 and 10. This is good stuff. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is saved. Hallelujah. I've been talking about the Lord as a strong tower. We find protection for our faith and shelter from the storms in the rock solid nature of God. Hallelujah. God's attributes. I wish I could get into God's attributes, but my time is running. But I want to tell you this, God's attributes, I tell you, he's love, he's strength, hallelujah, he's faithful, he's good, he's sovereign, hallelujah, hallelujah, and he died for our sins. Come on now. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I look at what he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a song that says, I'm not what I ought to be, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done, for what you've done. And certainly, I want to pray, Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you. We thank you, God, for this word. We thank you, God, for this opportunity to speak on your behalf. And I pray even now, God, that somebody on this line will take this word and run with it, God, and they will be strengthened, hallelujah, and give them a desire to draw nigh to you, Father God. And we bind the enemy. We bind Satan right now in the name of Jesus. We loose blessings in the name of Jesus. We loose them right now. We even pray even now, God, as the Dream Conference 2018 is coming, God, we pray, God, that you're blessed, God, that you're smile upon it, God. We thank you, God, for the leadership, and we pray even for the leadership, Father God. We pray that you strengthen them in the name of Jesus. God, you know the need. Financial need, we speak it right now. And everybody that's experiencing financial problems, God, we speak to the need right now in the name of Jesus. God, let them avail us, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us insight in the name of Jesus. God, allow this word to permeate our lives and change our lives. Let us apply this word to each and every day. Give us a desire to seek more of you. Give us a desire to pray more. Give us a desire to be cautious of how we walk, how we entreat people in the name of Jesus. And Father God, guide us and lead us, God. Allow us to put the armor upon us in the name of Jesus. Cover us with the blood of Jesus as we go to and forth outside of our homes in the name of Jesus. God, rain on us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, allow your glory to sit upon us in the name of Jesus. Direct us, guide us, and lead us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, I want to thank each and every one that's on the line today. We thank you for taking your time out to listen and to tune in to this blog. I didn't make any announcements earlier. I got a couple of seconds. I want to say I've already announced the Dream Conference, but Amazing Grace School of Ministry will be starting soon. I will get you more information, and you can contact me for also more information, 309-750-7584. God bless. See you next week. Bye-bye.